test 81, section 3, question 22, we're looking here to weaken the argument. And this one says, when bacteria of species are placed in a tube that has different areas lit with light, they move into the areas lit with a particular shade of red. So they move to the red. So then it says, so they move to the red, and then and only into the areas lit with a particular shade of red. They contain chlorophyll, a chemical that allows them to produce energy more effectively from this color of light than anything else. So they have chlorophyll, and it works best with that color. This suggests they detect this color of light by monitoring how much energy their chlorophyll is producing. So it's saying that they detect the red light by monitoring their chlorophyll. Now, in this case, this is basically assuming a cause, and so since we're looking to weaken it, anything that would give a different reason why they're going to the red light would also work. Or just saying, hey, chlorophyll can't, you know, chlorophyll evaluation is not something these bacteria are capable of. So, if chlorophyll is removed from bacteria but they're otherwise unharmed, they no longer show any tendency to move into the areas lit with a particular shade of red. That, if anything, would strengthen this argument. That would say, yes, it is the chlorophyll. B, the bacteria show little tendency to move into areas containing light and colors other than their shade of red, even if their chlorophyll can produce some energy from those. Well, it doesn't really matter that much. It wouldn't weaken a ton, but if everything else is horrible, maybe. The areas of the test tube lit with particular shade of red favored by the bacteria are no warmer on average than others. That would strengthen the argument by getting rid of an alternative explanation. D, the bacteria show no tendency to move to areas lit with blue, even when those areas are lit so brightly that the bacteria's chlorophyll produces as much energy in those areas as it does in red. That would weaken it, because it says, look, even if we up the light level to where they're going to get the same chlorophyll boost, they're not going towards that light, and so it sounds like it's not the chlorophyll that's causing it. And then E, there are species of bacteria that do not contain chlorophyll but do move into areas with particular colors. Well, that doesn't really matter because we don't care about those. We're talking about the bacteria in this argument, and therefore D is our correct response.